if you look at what's happening, like in the Goodlatte Amendment, all right, first of all, I don't know how you could support an amendment that caps production at 80% for the life of the Farm Bill. It says you can only ensure 80% of your production and your base never changes. So if you're growing like you are here in Wisconsin, wouldn't you want to ensure that growth? That doesn't happen under the Goodlatte Amendment. That's why he saved money compared to the original baseline, all right? And it's not that much money he saved. He puts it on the backs of farmers. And so that's the first issue. The second issue is, without the market stabilization program, you would have huge payouts on the opposite side with the margin protection program as they've constructed it, because you'd have no obligation to worry about how much you were producing. You were insuring everything that you were insuring a good portion of what you produced. That's why our program was much more comprehensive. And if you look at why Goodlatte saves about $8 million more, that's all he, compared to the Dairy Security Act, is because there's no longer a free program under the margin protection program. After 4 million pounds, you have to pay for protection that you wouldn't have had to pay under the Dairy Security Act. So taxpayers come out further ahead with the Dairy Security Act than they do the other amendment.
Processors oppose it because they don't like the possibility of limiting their product coming in.
Well, that may be. But the fact of it is that what the processors have now done is that instead of coming to the table and like we have and compromised, they've now put people in a position that maybe there will be $38 milk because of their obstinance in terms of what they wouldn't accept as a compromise. Remember, the program is voluntary. You don't have to take the margin insurance program. So, it's the dairy business people, right? They don't have to take it. But if they do take it, they have to be part of the solution down the road. And that's what I don't understand is hypocritical. They don't want the government in their program, but they're okay to take it without some obligation to help. And that just is just not right to me.
If passed as it stands right now in the both bills, what percentage of participation do you expect?
Well, since there'll be nothing else, I think there's going to be a really high percentage. And the fact of it is that National Milk was the one that led the charge to change the nature of these programs for the farmer to be able to manage their risk at an affordable cost. All right? So if you have the availability of taking margin insurance at a relatively good economical cost, why wouldn't you avail yourself of it to make sure that on these up and down cycles that you aren't protected? In addition, you're going to have a lot of ag lenders who are going to tell farmers, you better take this insurance. That's what's happened on the crop insurance side. So it's going to free up capital, it's going to free up credit, and I think it's going to be a positive thing. And I think you're going to see a lot of participation in the program.